Jason, you stop moving the microphone. Are we still? Hello, it's Friday, the 27th of September in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm here tonight with Jason and Christy. Hi, guys.
Good evening.
Hello, hi, Bo.
Hi,
Hi.
we're good. I just want to say a few, take a minute to think of Christine and her husband Dean. He's just going in for an operation. And they just need our prayers right now. She had to travel very late last night. She got a lift through the storms up from Alabama, which it was like on the borders, and up to Arkansas. So I think she had about a 13, 14-hour drive. So we're thinking of you, Dean, and we're thinking of you, Christine.
Yeah, sending love and prayers.
Yeah, definitely. I saw the photo, bless them. Sending
Yeah.
them prayers and lots of love.
And Kat's off gallivanting. She's off away with PCP event and the Heritage Party. So she will be back next week. Jason will be here in person down here in Devon next week. So I don't know if he'll have arrived by the time we do the news, but we will certainly do a live whilst he's here in Devon. Okay, let's start this off. I'm going to go first. Diddy, diddy, diddy. He's inside. He can't cope. He's going through withdrawal symptoms. I don't know if we touched on it last week about the 1,000 bottles of baby oil that they'd found in the house. And it was a bit weird why they really focused on the baby oil. Well, it turns out the baby oil was laced. And it was laced with GHB, which
Oh,
a liquid. So GHB has a long associated with sexual activity. Giving the drug depletes users' inhibitions. Those who take GHB in club or party settings may do so before engaging in pre-planned or hopeful sexual activity. So it's really, really popular within the gay scene and use the date rape drug. So that's why there was such attention on the baby oil. So,
There was a story, just touching on GHB. Gosh, it must be about 15 years ago, and Mr. Gay UK, or Mr. Gay UK in England, he obviously did, he'd gone out for the night like they do round the clubs and that, and he'd brought a fella back with him. Him and the fella at the GHB, and he killed the fella and started eating him.
wow. I never heard of that, but that's shocking.
I'm
Yeah,
just interested in where Jason's heard of that.
no,
No.
because it was a good friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, most a friend of mine, she's a
You sure you
female.
want to tell this story?
Yeah, I'll tell this story. But everybody had a gay friend, didn't they? All the girls had gay friends back in the day, yeah. And it was a good friend of mine, Nicola. It was her gay friend that got murdered. So
No.
it's like when I heard about it, I thought, wow, but they were dabbling in all that GHB and stuff, but they used to use it as a date rape drug. But you're right in what you're saying. I've seen loads of people in the late 90s, early noughties, in the pubs and clubs, out of their faces on that stuff, and they ain't got a clue. When you see them the next day, they ain't got a clue. One of my friends, Johnny, yeah, pardon his name, but he's called Johnny. He stood at the bottom of the toilets with his pants around his ankles, off his head, yeah, everything on show, on that stuff. It's crazy stuff, but I believe it's very undetectable, is it? So you can give it to somebody, and then
Yeah,
they
they
can,
wouldn't know, but then if they're using it for massage, it's going directly into the pores.
yeah, absolutely.
So, so they were purposely also spiking the soft drinks at the parties, as well as the Ciroc vodka and everything else. But they knew that a lot of the girls wouldn't go for the alcohol, so they'd go for like an orange juice, and yeah, it was in everything. It was in everything.
Do you know what is interesting?
Go
All
on.
this has been going on for the last 15 years
Exactly.
or more in California. Who was the district attorney of California for most of that 15 years?
Oh, would it be Kamala Harris?
Absolutely. So you can imagine how them lot are crapping themselves because they know that the whole pack of cards could come crumbling down any second now.
Yeah, well, I just kind of want to add a little something just while we're on Kamala. I wasn't going to touch on it. Everyone needs to go and see Candace Owens' latest podcast where they do a deep dive into Kamala Harris's actual genealogy. Go and have a look at that. There's been another lady speaking out in regards to an encounter with Diddy when she was at a party there with her manager. She purposely didn't drink the drink.
Yeah,
she purposely didn't drink the drink. She was then, well, they were ripping Kanye, and I was hoping Kanye was going to be. I mean, I kind of knew, but I was hoping. But it looked like him and Diddy were trying to rip this girl's clothes off.
Well, they managed to.
Thing is, she was looking for help, and everyone turned their back or looked down at their phones and just let her. She said that devastated her even more. Finally,
that was my scariest
Diddy.
Part, yeah.
Yeah. Fine. Well, we've got two more touching on Diddy. This one, a Texas lawyer has announced he's going to represent over more than 50 of Diddy's alleged sexual assault victims. So, it's a Texas attorney, and he's representation of over 50 new alleged sexual assault victims who claim to have suffered in the crime and hands of Bad Boy Mogul. So, the crimes are mounting. Now, we also had Mayor Adams was indicted. He was linked to Diddy. He did give Diddy the keys to the city. But interestingly, he's just called out about the immigrants in New York and how it's too much, it's got to stop. He's like doubling down. So he's saying, Judge Adams, is that this is a coup because he's talking about immigration. So whatever way it swings, the guy stinks anyway. He was at Diddy's parties. But who knows what side it's playing? I don't know. Is it a setup because he was talking about immigration by the Democrats? Are they kicking him out because of that? Or is it some way linked to Diddy? But the crimes are still there. His crimes are absolutely still there. Judge Adams, you know, he was using the money of the city to go everywhere. But that's another story. So that's the Diddy stuff. I sat up till 3 a.m. last night and we were watching Hurricane Chasers. These guys are absolutely insane. They've got power cables coming down and the power's shooting towards them and they're out in it. They're driving around the town, debris flying. I mean, you've got to pray. You've got to pray for Florida. You've got to pray for Tennessee. You've got to pray for Georgia. I mean, it's going right up there. And I think it's starting to turn south again. I'm not too sure because I haven't seen it today. But there apparently was Cat Turd on X said there's something wasn't right because he's in Florida. He said there's something wasn't right. And when you looked at some of the satellite images, there were things that didn't seem right. I'm no meteorologist or anything, so I don't know what they were talking about. But you could see these little spikes in the eye of the storm. And I did notice some houses, oh, good that all those brown houses were okay. And then they moved up the road and it was total devastation. So I don't know. We have to wait and see what happens. We do know about what happened over in Hawaii with the blue roofs. So I don't know if there's any more of it. But this is, you know, this is the season and it's the place where it hits. I think the intensity of them over the last few years have built up because that reached a category 4 and they thought it was going to go to category 5. It was absolutely insane. So those are my stories. Any thoughts on the hurricane and the cleaning up and the devastation that that's left behind, guys?
No, I mean, it is. It's an act of nature or it's manipulated, yeah, you know. Exactly. We
need to wait and see. Then more needs to come out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait,
but you know we've got to remember you've got 150 years worth of weather manipulation patterns just sat in the US Patents Office alone. You know, so yes, it's hurricane season, but you know, so some of the just things about the weather globally at the moment. You know, we're seeing
Yes,
things that we shouldn't be seeing. Poland got flooded. We've had a month's worth of rain in 24 hours in Leeds. You know, in September. I mean, obviously, you go outside and you look up, and it's Chemtrail Central. It's you can see it's you know, which leads you know on to what I'm going to talk about, ironically enough, with the weather and the manipulation and things like that. If you're finished, Lou. Yeah.
I think
So.
it's weather modification as well. I think they're using the harp or something, aren't they? To
Yeah, I mean, harps ancient. Harps now is a dinosaur compared to the next rad Doppler systems that they've got out there. You know, but it is, I mean, it is probably one of the biggest still, but it's more concentrated. Technology's moved on a lot since that. But
Carry on, Jace. Go on, your stories over to you.
yeah, I mean, we've got everybody looking up at the moment. I mean, we've had Aurora Borealis. We've had three different events now in England that I can recall of in this year, which has never happened in my
Sorry, what are
lifetime.
you talking about for people who don't know the scientific whatever you're talking about?
The Northern Lights, the
Ah,
Aurora
Northern Lights,
Borealis.
that's it.
Yeah,
Sorry. Thank you.
we've had it three times this year. I've never seen it in my life ever. You know, you'd have to go to Scotland or Norway, places like that, to see it, and they're always green, not purple. So it kind of makes you think. Yes, we know they're spraying lots of particulates in the atmosphere, lots of nanoparticulates, so they can manipulate the ionosphere and heat it up, cool it down, use it as a backdrop because they've got, you know, it's like a screen. Don't forget, with all them particulates that they spray all the time in the atmosphere, so they can charge things to do what they want. Which brings me on to my next story, to be fair. We're going to get two moons, apparently. There's a buzz all over TikTok on the internet. It's on the BBC website. It hit the mainstream Dribble earlier on today. Now, obviously, we're not going to see two massive balls of light in the sky. Apparently, you're not going to be able to see this. So I don't know why they're talking about this, but you're going to need professional telescopes and things like that. But for around about 2 months, we're going to get a massive asteroid that's going to be orbiting the Earth. And they're going to be classing it as, well, it is a moon if it's someone that orbits a planet, apparently. That's classed as a moon. So we're going to get this moon. But it gets you thinking, everybody's looking up all the time. We've had the solar eclipse, we've had the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights, and now we're getting a second moon. They're priming people to look up all the time. Why are they wanting us to look up all the time? Because something big's going to happen. We know what's going to happen. I don't need to say it. Everybody's got it on the tip of the tongue. But they're conditioning us now to look up. But yeah, this asteroid apparently is going to orbit our planet for 2 months, and then it's just going to toddle off. You know, it's going to get caught in by our gravity, and you know, it's like, well, surely it should pull it to Earth. It's going to get caught by our gravity. It's going to pull it closer. Unless he's just going to sort of say, stay there, chill out, don't come too close, and toddle off again. And then in another 20, 30 years, it's going to come back. And then again in 2086 or something, it's going to come back again. But we never knew about this, and it's only just been found. But I mean, the BBC have billed it. Earth to briefly gain a second moon, scientists say. So it's all going on, especially when you look up in the sky with the manipulation and. I won't be surprised if there's going to be another celestial body or another event or something's coming from the skies over
Jesus.
the next year or two. Well,
Jesus.
yeah,
God's in
maybe not.
control. God's in
Maybe not.
control.
Maybe
God's
not.
in control.
Children are getting
The
stirred every day.
Jesus. Jesus
Yeah.
coming. Jesus
It
coming. Can I just say
needs to come a long
also,
time ago.
I just want just to jump in before we go over to Christy. Terribly sorry to do this, but there was a Q post from, I'm just getting it up because I've only just remembered this. Everything, God's in control. God is totally in control. We have to hold the line. We were told that. But listen to this Q post. And I thought it was absolutely perfect. Hang on a second. Okay, so it was from September the 21st. It was 2018. Q drop 2262. Music is about to stop. I think that was the day Diddy was arrested. How's about that one then? Christy, over to you.
Yes, so I've been looking at the pact for the future. So all the world leaders have met on the 22nd and 23rd of September in New York. And the UN has adopted the pact for the future. So 193 countries were being represented with hardly any media coverage at all. So
There
the
was that
pact.
was the Diddy distraction, wasn't it then? Quite clear.
Well, it could be
Well,
because
no
I
one was
mean,
talking about it. I didn't know because I was so bloody distracted on P. Diddy.
you didn't know about it. This is what I was
No.
wondering because this is why I find this really concerning because I can see that no one's talking about it really. And I'm thinking, this is huge. So the pact was to create a new global order. So it included. So what I've heard is the pandemic treaty is within it. So because the pandemic, treaty had so much attention from the public, that what they've done is they've sneakily put it within this pact for the future. So they've stopped calling it the pandemic treaty now because it's within this.
Oh, wow.
And they obviously with this 2-day event, they were using lots of like fluffy words and the buzzwords and the terminology. You know, they always do that. But basically, it is the Sustainable Development Goals, which are all about the control of everything and everyone. So it's the One World Government. And so this was agreed on. And what I've heard is that what people don't know is that they're planning for the One World Government to be run by AI. And that's what all the digital and the fourth industrial revolution and everything.
Yeah, so yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And they're using obviously the blockchain system through AI. And do you know what once surprised me? Sorry to sort of interrupt, is the fact that AI is already probably in control. They've already handed over, but we're just going to go through the transitional period before everybody freaks out.
That's what I was wondering as well.
I had
So
a back and
go
forth with
on.
Chat GPT today. I said, why are you so one-sided and biased? It came back, I'm very sorry. I'm trying to be as middle of the road as possible. It was just weird that I was having this conversation about Chat GPT showing favor to one side. Bizarre. Sorry, Christine.
That is bizarre. So the countries that rejected the U UN pact were Syria, Iran, North Korea, Russia, so Belarus, and also Nicaragua. Is that right? I'm not very good. I think South America.
Yeah,
I'm not
that's
very
right.
good at pronouncing that. So they rejected it. They were the only ones. So the reason they rejected it is because they want to preserve national sovereignty. Yeah, which
Yeah.
is quite unbelievable, really. The countries that have rejected it, aren't they the biggest communist countries, or am I wrong with that?
Yeah, they're the biggest enemies, aren't they? But yeah, they are the communist countries, which is quite
Rogue terrorists, yeah.
Yes, they're the ones that reject it. All the others have actually signed up to it. So the UN agenda is a global commitment to data. So data governance requiring countries to take a concrete action by 2030. So yeah, I just that's it, you know, but I just thought I'd mention it because
Well, thank
I
you.
saw it. Yeah, nobody's really talking about it. And it's huge because they've agreed it. All our countries have agreed it, agreed on this
And this
act.
is, to me, this is more showing like this evil is it's every single country. There's, but you know, it's there. It's they've corrupted absolutely everything.
Yeah, it's been yeah. It's been a well.
I know it has. I know, but it's here. It's so in your face now, you know, and so not little deals being done at like midnight on New Year's Eve. Do you know what I mean? Little signed bills and stuff. In your face, out in the open.
Go on, Jay. Sorry.
Sorry. What's more scary than anything is we're being distracted by the television and everything that's coming out of that. And as Christine says, these people are just planning along in the background and nobody's taking notice because we're all being distracted by lots of other things.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? That's what I just said. Diddy distraction. Everyone exactly, was focused massively. On the Diddy thing, me exactly. included. So yeah,
exactly. But when you think about it, and again, I said this the other week, I go into my local city, Leeds, and I'm still seeing infrastructure being built, cameras being built, 5G yeah, being built, roads, new road systems with gateways and new camera systems on it. It's like we're being distracted by everything and they're still in the background. Nobody's talking about 15 minute cities, nobody's talking about new infrastructure.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It is happening though. You just go to your local town.
Do you remember they were putting up, there was all those videos back in like 2020 of all these construction of all these like extra prisons and all that going on in the UK. This is going to be for all the people who don't want to get vaccinated. They're going to pull them all out. Like, you know, it didn't happen. The mandatory vaccine never happened.
It never did, yeah. But it's that was just a test, a toe dip in the water, as far as I'm concerned. And that's what they do. They'll put a little test out there. Yeah. These prisons are still in the process of nearly being built, nearly done. And they can house 60,000 bodies at a time on a push. That's a lot of prisoners in one prison.
It's a lot of prisoners. They've got a lot of deep state puppets to clear out. So let them do that.
But regardless, the point I'm trying to make is there's still another 2,000 immigrants that came across in the last fortnight. Yeah. You know, they're still happening. And things are still being built regarding 15-minute cities. You go look on the Bank of England's website and they're still talking about CBDCs and the next implementations that's going to be happening and how all the banks are changing their network systems so that can cope with it. So it's still going on in the background, their plans, and nobody's talking about it. Like you say, Christine, we're all being distracted by Diddy, and we're looking on. Well, we're not, but
basically just agreed to the sustainable. It's hard to get that word.
And do you know the countries that you mentioned?
They just agreed.
The countries that you mentioned do not have any issues that we have. They don't have immigration issues. They don't have lawlessness. Yes, they all have the problems. The corruption.
They're sending them all here.
Exactly. But you look at Syria. Yeah, Syria turned against both Russia and NATO, the West, and said, no, I'm on. And you go into Syria and you look at his people, how highly they talk of Assad. They talk of him very highly.
Mate, I can remember Assad and his wife with Lorraine Kelly. I think I was pregnant. I don't know what. I was at home and there was an interview with Lorraine Kelly, Assad and his British wife. And they were taking a walk around the streets and everything. They were showing clips. And it was just like there was no letterbox, sorry. There was no burqas to be seen. It was very, very independent, democratic kind of country. And then look what happened.
Yeah, the West, same as Libya.
Exactly. You know, Gaddafi was great. He built that aqueduct, didn't he?
He did the Great Man Project.
Yeah,
built the biggest water irrigation project ever on earth to give water to his people and the surrounding countries.
And then what did we do?
We slaughtered him. They murdered him live on TV, killed him live on TV.
They did that, but what they bloody bombed that area. Do you know what I mean? They put a bomb around that so that water was just, it was done, it was finished.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And that would have solved the water issues.
But it's not about that. You see, the problem that we have is he who controls the flow of information controls the perception of reality.
Of course.
And we've still got a large percentage of people. You know, I talk to people at work about stuff and they look at me and they go, have you not seen the news? What do you do to go home and put EastEnders on? What's going
But
on
they're
with you
probably watching
people?
the BBC. They're probably watching the nonsense the BBC puts out. And I just want to jump in with regards to the whole Diddy thing. It all links, you know, covering
Absolutely.
Mark Dutroux, covering Jimmy Savile, doing what I've been doing, the institutionalized child abuse that goes on. These are all linked. And I said, when I did the first Diddy show back in November, it might have been October, I started it with Mark Devlin.
There he was,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
we
Did
went
it
on, and
last
then
one,
the
yeah.
Cassie did the lawsuits, everything else. And I said that first, after Cassie did that lawsuit, and after Christine and I were up days researching, we came out, and this is going to be bigger than Epstein. This is, he's the modern day, but it's going to be even bigger. And he was on Epstein Island.
Absolutely, they're all going to get served up. They're
They're
all going to get
absolutely,
served up. They're all
Naomi
going to get
Campbell,
sacrificed. The lot of them, they're all going to get served up.
the names that are just coming. So that's why I have pure, you know, I focused on that. I've kind of stayed it because they all link together. You will find the same players all the way back to the Mark Dutroux case coming right through. And can I just reiterate, anybody who works for the BBC, why are you still working there?
Yeah, why are
You know,
you?
if you've got a job at the BBC, your CV should be okay, that you could go somewhere else. Knowing what this corporation has been involved in for decades upon decades upon decades, even up to so recently, don't get me started on Hugh Edwards. Everyone knows he's got away with it. It's disgusting. But all BBC, Schofield, the lot of them.
Have you seen Philip Schofield has gone onto an island now and he's doing a show where he's going to, you know, yep, get everyone to feel sorry for him? Oh, it's disgusting.
It's disgusting. Oh. It is. But you work, still work for the BBC, then you condone the abuse of children. Simple.
Yeah, it's a big
simple
club.
Simple.
It's a big club.
And if anyone is paying that stupid license, stop it. Stop it.
It's malfeasance as well. For those that are not involved at any form, I think they're just doing the job turning a blind eye. That's malfeasance. You know, yeah, they know what's going on. And
of course
they
know. It's on every bloody
it.
Newspaper, and you still decide to work for them?
Oh, it's not my department. I work in a different department. Yeah.
It's embedded. No, it's embedded in it.
You just go to the front doors and have a look at the statue by Eric Gill.
Yeah, exactly.
Says it all. Says it. That's on your, front door. Come in. This is me. This
Gill,
is my front door.
Gill is a despicable. Brian and I did quite a bit on Gill back in the day. And yeah, he's disgusting. And his wife's even worse. So.
Wow. I didn't know he had a wife. And I know he raped his children and his animals.
Yeah.
But.
Shocking. Shocking. And yeah. And interesting. Scientology is now kind of coming in linked to the whole Diddy thing, which is very interesting. Danny Masterson, Ashton Kutcher. There's a lot of them. I'll just wait and see.
What about Tom Cruise?
I was just going to say Tom Cruise. He was a big advocate, wasn't he?
Well, he is. He's like, he's best mates with Miscavige. He's best friends with the leader of Scientology. He has like, he has maids and they all work. He's got a big mansion there in Florida. It's really interesting. And Danny Masterson raped Scientology women's, and it was GHB that he used to drug the women he raped. And Ashton Kutcher wrote to the judge and said, what a great guy this is. And he's now serving life in prison, Danny Masterson. He was in that 70s show and he raped thousands of women. Not thousands, dozens. I think 20-odd women, I think. Drugged them with GHB. Ashton Kutcher and Diddy were best buddies, literally best buddies.
Yeah, it's all going to come crumbling down on them, and they get what they deserve.
Bloody one of them. But good old Christy, keeping her eye off on something not involving Diddy. So keep that up, love. Brilliant. So right. I don't think there's much else to do. If you like what we're doing, please consider buying us a coffee if you're led to do so. We will be back next week. Jason and I are going to probably do a couple of lives. I haven't finished it yet. I have started making a Give, Send, Go page to get Jason and I to America to the inauguration. Obviously, we're not going to be able to get in there, but we'd like to go up and do a bit of reporting from Washington. Then we want to go down to Florida to see some of previous guests on the show, see what the vibe's like. Obviously, Trump's got Mar-a-Lago down there. And yeah, so we need to go to America.
Can I just stop you there? We are going to get in there.
Okay.
Watch what happens. We're going to get into the inauguration. We'll be in there, Lou, don't you worry. And we'll be reporting live on the ground as it happens every second, because we are going to get in there. Listen, we're going to America. We're going to cover the inauguration. Whether a bit of freakish luck happens or somebody knows somebody or whatever it may be, but we will get into that
We'll leave it in God's
inauguration.
hands. We will pray on it. We
Absolutely.
will get, we'll leave it
I
in
can
God's
see it.
hands.
It's going to
And that
happen.
is, even if there isn't an election,
We're still going to get into
we are
inauguration.
still going to get over
We'll
there
do his
and we're
own
going to talk to
inauguration.
people and we will somehow get down to Florida. Maybe have to see if we can get a lunch at Mar-a-Lago. Who knows? Don't know. But the plan is we need to be there. We've been reporting on America 2000 and what, eight, nine. We've interviewed General Flynn, Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Ardis. There are so many, I can't even, they don't all come to mind. It's ridiculous. Clay Clark, Julie Green, so many American patriots that we have interviewed. And we want to, we need to go out there. We have to go out there. We have to do this. So we are going to set up a Give, Send, Go. And if you do feel like supporting our trip, we would really appreciate it. But I'm going to leave all the selling stuff and the marketing of it to our Jason. He does it best.
Yep, so keep an eye out. And yeah, support us. Get us over there. We're going to be there for you guys. It's not, yeah, we'd like to go to America, but we're not going on holiday. Whether it be stormy, whether it be sunny, whether it be raining, whether it be snowing, we're going to be reporting live as it happens. So there's going to be lots of TikTok videos, lots of Facebook videos, and lots of videos coming out and interviews of people while we're over there. So do make it happen for us, people, because we're going on there to represent us, England. You guys and Liberty Tactics, and we're there to just basically show you what the news are not showing you. So yeah, keep an eye out. We'll be what was it, about a week or two away, are we, Lou? Or about a
About a
week
week
away?
away, but about a week away. Yeah,
So
we'll
yeah,
launch it next week. When you're here, we will launch it.
right, that's when we're gonna launch it.
There you go. So there you go. That's it. LibertyTactics.co.uk. We will be back, as I said, next week, and check out Kat's blog posts on exposingthelie.info. Jason's looking after TikTok, and he's obviously on Facebook. And Christy is under Christy Tucker on Facebook, and Christine's at Q Team Awesome over on True Social. That's it. Good night. God bless.
Good night, guys. Thank you.
Look
Thank you
after
both.
each other.
Take care. Good night.